All right, welcome back to segment four of program 11 of The Bigger Picture. It's Woody, your host, for this program, which is called The Bigger Picture, in which we unify true faith with right political action. And we're discussing Revelation chapter 17 and all of human history. I call it the pageant of creation. From the beginning to the end, human beings must reproduce, and God is guarding that jealously. He will intervene, as he did in Canaan, aggressively. Any time human reproduction, the seed of a woman, is mistreated, or as in the case of abortion, death. Children are precious to God. Better that a man have a millstone hung around his neck than he be thrown to the sea than he offend one of these little ones. Children are important, and the reason is because humanity, the seed of woman, by God's plan, will be Satan's judges when we get to Revelation 17, 18, 19, and 20. And that's how it is, whether people think it otherwise. So one man and one woman being joined together for a physical lifetime, reproducing physically and spiritually, as often as they get the opportunity across the ages, is fulfillment of God's plan. But we've got to put it together this way. God does things in sections or segments, just like this program is made up of segments. The first segment was the first 2,000 years of existence. And by the Jewish calendar, we are approaching year 6,000. I think it's 5,000. Well, I'm not even going to guess right now. We're near year 6,000 of the Earth's creation, according to the New Earth theory. And in that first 2,000 years, law was developed, human societies were developed. But in the second 2,000-year period, from 2000 B.C. to the birth of Christ, we had the age of the Jews. And the Jews were given the responsibility, and we'll resume it very soon, the responsibility to introduce the world to the only true and living God. Now, prior to Judah, the fourth son of Jacob coming on the scene, there was God worship, and there were relationships directly between God and human being. But taking an entire people group, the Jews, making them separate and special, set apart for God, was a very unique occurrence. And God had a plan for the Jewish people and still does. We're not going into detail on that other than to say, really, human history is all about the Jews. And the first part of the pageant of creation involving the Jewish people occurred with Abram in Ur of the Chaldees and his obedience to God when God said, if you do this, I'll do that. He became Abraham, Sarai became Sarah, and the rest is history. They produced Isaac. Isaac produced Jacob. Jacob had the 12 sons. The fourth of the 12 sons was Judah. Judah became the people of Judah, specifically the patriarch Judah. And the other tribes fell into disobedience and worship of goddess worship, the worship of the Canaanites. And they just disappeared into the hinterlands. However, they will be returning and are now, even in this day as we speak, by God's plan. But in 70 AD, they were dispersed by Titus across the face of the earth. And yet, in spite of that dispersal, the wonderful, marvelous Jewish people have preserved their language, their culture, their religion, everything, so that when they return to the Promised Land in the 40s, and in May of 1948, when the most unlikely president in history, Harry Truman, said, I recognize Israel, and then the rest is history, so to speak. All hell broke loose at midnight that night when the Arabs attacked, and God preserved them, and I saw him preserve them in 67, and I saw him with my own eyes personally in 73 when I flew in the Arab-Israeli War in an Air Force C-141. God has preserved that nation, but he's done it through this, I think, the seventh kingdom of Revelation, America, who has birthed Israel. And when we dissolve, as the Democrat Party of this country is trying to do for their purposes and their reasons, based on the witch spirit, the goddess worship, who is opposing the things of God, when we go away, the whole world will be against Israel, as Scripture says. But anyway, the 2,000 years of human history, government developed law, things like that, the second period, 2,000-year period with the Jews, the third 2,000-year period is the age of the church age, the age of the Gentile, and that seems to be, well, winding down now. The church is in great disfavor every year. There are fewer really believing Christians in the world than there were before. And you can almost foresee a time, because of the hatred that's being manifest in this country, particularly by the Democrats for Christians, that it will go away. But that's just further indication that this time of creation is growing to a close, and there will soon be a very cataclysmic event just before the end, which will be that seven-year reign of Christ, the seven-year reign of Satan in the tribulation, and then the thousand-year reign of Jesus. And after that, the new heaven and the new earth and everything will be fulfilled. But I'm going to explain to you in just a moment what that fulfillment is in the next segment, and I hope you'll come back and listen, because the pageant of creation is critical to understanding where we are. See you in segment 5.